Taoiseach Micheál Martin and the Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath will meet representatives of the hospitality sector at 10 o'clock this morning. They're due to discuss the pressure on the industry due to the existing and pending COVID-19 restrictions. Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, is with us. Adrian Cummins, we'll talk about the expected new restrictions shortly, but tell us about the level of fall that you're seeing within your industry so far in recent weeks.
Good morning, Gavin. Due to the government messaging, and we've always said from the very beginning that we will follow public health advice, we've seen an 80% drop in our level of business as we head into what should be a busy time for hospitality across the board. Each week in December is like 3 weeks in a normal trading period. It is critical from a cash flow perspective to build up that reserve to keep us going in the lean times of January and February in the hospitality industry. And we've seen our industry fall off a cliff from a business perspective due to the messaging from government to reduce our social contacts. And effectively, it's a death by a thousand cuts for our sector at the moment. And as we can hear now, more restrictions coming into play once that NPHET letter is published.
We haven't seen the NPHET letter, but as our political correspondent Paul Cunningham was reporting earlier on, some of the restrictions recommended are to include table service only, tables reduced or rather limited to six people only, people can't make multi-bookings. What are you expecting as a result of this? If the government were to adhere to these recommendations.
And we're also hearing that reduced opening terms as well as part of the NPHET recommendation. So this is another part of the frustration within our industry that these restrictions are coming into play, which is making our industry more unviable at the moment. The wage supplement scheme declined by 42% as of last Wednesday on the 1st of December. That makes our industry very precarious now at the moment. And ahead of the meeting this morning, it was very clear soundings from the Fianna Fáil backbenchers when we met with them yesterday, from the Fine Gael parliamentary party, an overwhelming support for the hospitality industry. Now we need to see government deliver for hospitality and restore the EWS scheme back to normal rates and put in place a support scheme around the CRSP payment, the COVID recovery support scheme for businesses, as we see business declining and going off a cliff for many, many and thousands of businesses across this country at a very difficult time, at a time where they should be generating cash flow to keep those businesses afloat into the new year. We've always supported the health of the nation, abided by public health throughout this pandemic, and we will continue to do so. But we need the support of government now at this urgent time.
Will a continuation, if those cuts are reversed, if the wage support scheme was to be continued, say, for example, into the new year, into January and February, will that be enough to keep many of your members at least in business into the new year?
Yes, we're very clear now with government and with the political parties that we've met. We're focused in on the next 3 months for our industry to get us into the new year. And we want to sit down with government to have a long-term strategy for hospitality. We need to make sure that pubs, restaurants, hotels are all supported in a long-term strategy and how we can keep businesses fully open, viable and sustainable into the future. But we need to have a plan for this. And right across Europe, they're having the same conversations in every European country at the moment. What is the long-term plan for hospitality? How do we keep these businesses open? But we need to sit down with government as soon as possible to devise that strategy in line with public health also.
Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, thank you for speaking to us. 28 minutes past 8 now.